The end of the week is here. And tonight we are popping champagne bottles because of it in our Wine of the Week.
There we go. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now live. And we are talking specifically about champagne, which is not to be confused with other sparkling wines, right?
Oui, oui.
Why is champagne itself in France so special?
Because of the soil. It really is. They have this white, chalky substrate in the soil that makes champagne so special. And it does a couple things. First of all, it makes it hard for the vines to grow, so it really stresses out the vines, which concentrates the fruit, believe it or not, in the berries. Secondly, it departs this kind of minerally wonderful tones to the fruit itself. And then third, the white, chalky soil itself during the day absorbs heat, and then at night gives off the heat back to the vines and helps the vines, the grapes, in a particularly cool climate, ripen.
And fortunately, we can get some of those lovely champagnes here. Where would you like to begin?
Oh, I would like to begin. Well, you know, there's three different types of champagne that you could get. And one is a co-op, one is a house, and then one is a grower. So let's start real quick with a co-op. Let's talk about the non-vintage Nicolas Fourier Brut. Now, they make 8 million bottles of champagne a year in this co-op, but that's really a drop in the champagne bucket, considering champagne produces about 350 million bottles as a region. So 8 million, but this is a pretty good buy. I really like it because of the notes of toasted brioche, a little crisp apple on the front of the palate, and it's nice hazelnut on the medium balance finish. It's a nice wine, $28. It's a great value for a real champagne.
Okay, the growers. Give us one there.
Well, my favorite grower right now is the Jumonet. And the non-vintage Pierre Jumonet Blanc de Blanc. That means white from white. So this is 100% Chardonnay Brut. It's exclusively Chardonnay. As I said, boasts creamy lemon and nectarine. It's just a really nice wine. Eloquently woven, rounded, balanced. Wonderful structure. What I really like about this wine are the precise tiny bubbles. And just a little touch of brioche on a pleasant highlight and the end of a graceful finish. So, you know, $40, a little bit more expensive, but really a pretty wine.
So there are the co-ops, the growers, and what's the third?
Well, let's talk about one of the bigger houses. Okay. And it gets poo-pooed a lot, but I got to tell you, for the money, I think that the non-vintage Veuve Clicquot Yellow Label is probably one of the best values in a big house champagne. Aromas of ginger and brioche dominate the nose. Flavors of nectarine, lime, roasted nuts on a chalky mineral frame like we were talking about earlier. And the finish is delicate, charming, lively, graceful. I like this wine. You know, $50, but it's a really nice wine. You're not going to go wrong.
All right. Thanks so much, Scott. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist.